worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time. It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to A Freak Accident.
Let's go!
Yes, yes, it's the show that, well, kind of just sits in your lap and your ears and you listen. I'm getting really bad at this. I am Lazy E, and Mickey's not here. Great. Awesome. And I'm lonely.
You're not that lonely,
buddy. Oh, yeah! God, Crisco's bad.
Yeah. That's okay. You do. I've noticed this about you. You do a good job with the hosting duties when I'm not around. You probably do it way better than I do, as a matter of fact.
I don't know about that. I make it work. It's like when you're pushed up against a ledge and you have to find... That's when you find your real strength.
Right.
It's that godly strength that comes over you.
Gun to your head, you eat that bullet.
Yeah. You learn how to catch it.
Wait, that's... Oh, okay.
Yeah, no.
You put a positive spin on it.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, you learn how to catch it.
Yeah.
Not eat it.
By the way, that is... he introduced himself. I'm Crisco. Nice to be back. This time, my time away from the show was not quite as long as the last time, although that was only 3 weeks the last time.
Now we went down to one.
One.
And now none.
It'll never happen again.
No.
If I have anything to say about it. I mean, unless, granted, if I go on vacation or something, which...
I think
I'm owed one. You know, yeah. It's been like 4 years, so eventually I'll go on vacation, and you and Mickey... we'll have to do the show on
but
your own again.
That's way off.
It's at least another 2 years away before I have enough money to piece together a vacation. But yeah, no, it's good news out of that front is that I left my new job and got a new job with normal hours won't be working nights. So, you know, we'll be able to get together to record this show every Wednesday like we do.
And Thursday it comes out.
Yeah, it's perfect, great. Man. It really is a perfect situation. So I feel like a human being again. That's good.
That's great.
Like a normal human being with a normal job and normal working hours. It's awesome.
Do you know what? We almost forgot to tell people. You know, if you found
a freak accident, that's the name of the show.
Well,
they should know that already, though, from that whole intro thing that we play every damn time.
Not that. You know, if you found us on iTunes, you found us on Google Play Music, you found us on Stitcher, wherever you found us.
TuneIn, Spreaker.
Yeah, if you did not go to afreakaccident.com, you need to head over there.
Yeah, head to the website, man. We've got all our social media links on there, too. Just click connect on the menu bar. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Friendster.
Bookface.
Not Snapchat, because that's dumb, and why would we waste our time? But
also, the show is always continued there. Plus, it's an extension of the show. Stuff we talk about.
On social media, you mean?
Not on social media, just the website itself.
Oh, that too. Yeah.
You could follow along with what we're talking about. You could see stuff that maybe we don't have time to bring up all over there on the website, on our social media. It's like a show of itself right there.
And don't forget to click podcast on the menu bar, too. The entire library of every show we've ever done, because iTunes and most of those other hosting platforms only have the last couple or so episodes. You can get all of them on the website. They're all there, hosted, ready for your listening pleasure. And don't forget, email us, freaks@afreakaccident.com, with anything at all that you want to reach out to us with. You want to tell us we're awesome, we suck, you want us to talk about something specifically,
yeah.
You can call attention to it, and we'll absolutely incorporate it on the show. Leave your address.
Oh, yeah.
We'll send you stickers.
Always leave your address. We had Megan last week. She called out Mickey, left her address. Boom, she is going to be getting stickers. We had Miroslav.
Yeah.
Miroslav, you're still getting stickers.
Yeah.
That Chris, I think, from Missouri, who caused that question,
and now
I've actually
heard rumor that we've actually gotten reached out to us a Dr. James McKay.
Yes.
Formerly of a mentor of sorts in our radio days, the Lazy E and Crisco radio tenured career that we've had.
He will be getting a sticker as well. Also, just a little plug.
I just realized like half of that last sentence was just me saying words that I don't think had meaning.
Face. Time. Just a little plug for him. If you are a physical therapy student, you want to check out the PT Pintcast.
Oh, yeah. Plug his show.
Might as well.
Also, or if your back is broken or you've got physical therapy problems or needs, you reach out to Dr. James McKay, Esquire.
If you've got a back problem, he'll
solve it.
Boom. Incorporated bits together. That's what it's all about. Synergy.
I hope he likes that, 'cause now that I know that he listens, I hope he appreciates
Maybe
that.
Maybe he just wants stickers.
It could be.
That's very possible.
Blast them around his office, man. I'll take anybody who wants to smack those stickers anywhere. I'll take it.
And that includes you.
Now, where the heck is Mickey?
It's her business deal.
Oh, yeah. She had to go to the Rotary Club meeting, didn't she?
Man, she's a partier.
Now that she's being business Mickey.
Yeah. It's Mickey.
That's everybody's favorite Mickey is business Mickey.
Yeah, we're all business, no party.
Yeah, they're trying to open a skate park in our local area here. And
a coffee shop.
I know.
Weird.
Weird. I'm sure it'll work, though.
You hope.
Right. Well, I mean, why wouldn't it? Those, if I had a long day, I mean, I drink coffee. I swear I have more coffee than blood in my body on any given day.
Same here.
So, I mean, if I had been expending myself doing sick skateboard tricks or going off some sweet jumps on my bike, you know, I'd probably need to refuel with some delicious mud, as they called it in the old days.
Mud and tracks. That's another name for a place. I like beans and bumps better, but... That's
beans and bumps.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I'm mad that they just called it Keystone Rampworks.
Yeah.
Beans and bumps. That's brilliant.
The good thing is this Rotary Club meeting, you know we're going to get stories next week.
Oh, I hope so.
I hope so. Oh, my God. It's going to be great. Oh,
especially the people around here, man. They're a bunch of fuddy-duddies.
Well, not the people listening to us.
Oh, no, of course
not. You guys are great.
Well, they're not from around here. Well some of them are.
Same time.
Most of them are probably from much nicer places than this, though.
But they may have came from here. You know, who knows?
I don't know.
Well,
I mean, listen, man. We've got a reach in what was it? Ukraine?
Yeah, that's where Miroslav is from.
Yeah, we've got reach in Ukraine now. We've got Ukrainian connections. Okay, we're way beyond the scope of our little podunk town here.
Boom. We're growing, baby.
That's it. We are an international sensation.
Yeah.
Or something.
And that's why we're going to deliver today a news update to inform everybody on all this stuff. And there's some pretty decent stories in this. Why don't you give me a little tease on one?
Let's see. Well, the NFL just got a lot less funny.
Or, here's the thing, did it?
Ooh.
There's a little caveat to this retirement.
I'll see you spoiled it.
It's not, because the caveat behind it I don't know.
Is Lazy E a spoiler? Is he not a spoiler? We'll find out in the news update.
Oh, yeah.
We've also got two unusual things that get girls feeling frisky.
I could give you a little tease, listener. Beyond that, it's things you would never expect.
Do we have, scientific evidence and proof to back up and corroborate these claims?
These are scientists doing the study, so yes.
Okay, good. We'll let you know if you've passed your peak yet.
For different things.
I can tell you I peaked. I peaked at 17, probably. That was it.
Oh, no. It's going to be things that you want to accomplish, things that maybe you want to attract people. We're going to let you know if you're already past that prime.
Yeah.
Oh,
let's find out how much value and time is left in your life for you to accomplish great things.
And how much you wasted.
Yeah. And we've also got a big recap. WrestleMania 33.
Oh, my. The things that happened at WrestleMania 33 and the Raw and SmackDown afterwards. My God. And we had to bring in our expert.
That's why we have to talk to him. The doc, Chad Matthews from lordsofpain.net/wrestlingheadlines.com. He will be Skyping in to go over everything in the wrestling world, since it was a huge, huge event this weekend. We'll touch base with him. All that and more, possibly less. I'm not sure. It all depends what happens on this episode of A Freak Accident.
Follow A Freak Accident on Twitter at A Freak Accident. Ah, crap. I forgot to say Simon Says.
News update.
Oh, I love when the news gets updated right near us so closely, reach out and touch it.
And this is where, in case you're new to the show, we hit you with a bunch of stories rapid fire just so you could get updated.
Let's get to it.
You get intimidated when you learn my school? Well, you should, cause I'm smarter than you. I went to Princeton.
This girl might be going to Princeton
or Harvard
or any of the 8 Ivy League schools because she's been accepted to all of them.
It blows my mind.
What kind of student resume must she have to be accepted to all 8 Ivy League schools?
She said it wasn't so much her grades. She thinks her work in poetry helped her out a lot.
This is a New Jersey teenager. Her name is Ifeoma?
I think it's Ifeoma.
Ifeoma? I might have butchered your name. If I did, I'm sorry.
White Thorpe.
White Thorpe.
There you go.
Ifeoma White Thorpe, from New Jersey, accepted to all 8 Ivy League schools. Yes, that includes Harvard, Yale, Cornell, Columbia, the University of Pennsylvania, Princeton, Dartmouth, and Brown. All of them.
That, talk about a bragging moment right there.
Yeah.
Do you know what I would do if I were her? I would just say to all those kids that try, that they can't even get a letter back, if she ends up like majoring in dance.
Gonna go out and play some golf. Yeah, I'm gonna go out and play some golf. My golf. This is really interesting. Lexi Thompson on the LPGA tour.
Okay, the women's version.
Yeah, right. The women's version of the
PGA
men's version. Yeah, was approaching her. Was on her way to the 13th tee when an official made her way over to her.
Oh, boy.
Okay, an official came
up. It's not good.
Yeah, a television viewer's email had alerted officials to a day-old rules violation.
It
had happened the previous day by Thompson for a 1-inch ball placement error. This person was watching on TV at home, noticed the infraction, and sent an email calling her out on it.
What kind of life do you have to have?
Here's the thing. The officials actually took it seriously, went and penalized her, and she lost the tournament because of the penalty.
Oh, no!
Yep.
That guy better not be on social media, better not have all his info out there, because that girl's going to hurt him.
She's going to find you, and you're going to have a putter in a very, very uncomfortable place real soon, buddy.
Yeah, you're going to have an 8-iron. Oh, boy. Ooh, man. That's not good.
Can you imagine that, though? A day ago. Oh, hey, by the way, yesterday, we checked the tape. It happened.
And this wasn't like some amateur thing. This is the LPGA.
What's the statute of limitation on calling a bogey?
Long enough. New words in the dictionary, always happening.
Yeah, this always aggravates me because I refuse to believe that this means that it's a real word now, but I mean, it is still fun, though, to see the words that are getting wide enough recognition that Merriam-Webster is willing to say, yeah, okay, we'll add these.
Is Merriam and Webster are two different people?
Merriam-Webster.
Are they two different people?
Or was it just one person with a hyphenated last name? I don't know. I'm not that smart, okay? Mm-hmm. You may notice I was not accepted to all 8 Ivy League schools. I went to community college, so it's fine.
Email us freaks@afreakaccident.com because we're not going to Google it either.
If you know the answer, freaks@afreakaccident.com. Okay, so some of the words added this time around. 420 has been added.
That's not a word.
It's a number.
That's a number. Wrong.
It's next story.
Next one.
We've got alt-right. The alt-right has been added. Of course, everybody's using that word now. Here's one. Bitch face.
Bitch face?
Yeah. Yep. That's like when you're resting, they look angry. Cat cafe, cheat day, clicktivist.
No, wait. These are not one word.
Right.
These are two words.
Dad bod, friendiversary.
A friendiversary? All right, I'll take that.
Oh, this one should be lightsaber.
Lightsaber just now?
Yeah, I know, right? What the heck? Sext, as in sexting. Mic drop.
You can't put in multiple words as one word.
I agree with that.
They're not even hyphenated.
Oh, hangry.
I agree with that one.
I get hangry really often.
Yeah.
I'm hangry right now.
When I wake up in the morning and the longest I don't want it, I don't think I'll ever make it
Incidentally, it was a lack of attendance that caused this to happen. Here in our home state of Pennsylvania, a high school principal has suspended nearly half of the student population.
What?
After an alarming number of unexcused absences.
Wait. Hang on. Half the students got suspended for unexcused absences.
Yeah.
So aren't the students winning?
I was just going to say, about 500 students at Harrisburg High School have received suspension notices as the school's principal has begun cracking down on the issue of unexcused absences among students. Yeah, so the problem is you're not in school. We're going to punish you by forcing you to not be in school. That definitely seems like the wrong way to go about solving this.
Why don't you do in-school suspension?
Ooh, better idea.
Stay till 5 or 6.
Under lock and key.
Yeah, well, no, you can't do that. That's illegal.
That's called prison.
Yeah.
And they just blame it on Romo. And maybe we lose. But he's damn good at fantasy.
Tony Romo has officially retired, much to the chagrin of NFL memes, the Facebook page.
I know.
They're going to be so sad to see him go. Who are you going to make fun of now?
It's all because of Dak Prescott.
Yeah.
He walked in there, took the job like Tom Brady did years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But he retired because he couldn't get off the Cowboys. Because they wouldn't let him out of the contract.
Right.
They couldn't find a trade for him. NFL insiders are now saying that he's doing it to get out of the contract.
Ah.
And then we'll go to another
team.
So
he's going to Brett Favre it then, in other words. He's going to retire, quote unquote, and then he's coming back.
One word of advice to Tony Romo, if he's listening. We know he's listening. So, Romo, here's the deal.
Who doesn't listen to this podcast?
I know. Tony, we're buddies. If you decide to pull that stunt, place your bets on never going back to Dallas again, because your head's going to be hanging from Jerry World.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to kill you. Yeah. Dallas is kind of passionate.
Yeah, they're vindictive about that sort of thing. But there's also a rumor, though, that he's joining CBS Sports as a commentator.
Taking Phil Simms' job. Taking one more shot at the NFC East.
Are you going to eat that?
Y'all are weak. Dying from food and whatnot.
You know, one of my favorite things on the 4th of July is the hot dog eating contest.
Oh, yeah, every year you look forward to it.
And it makes me mad because you hear about all these qualifying rounds, but they never make it on TV.
Right.
These are examples on why you need to put this on TV.
Now, Lazy, you've actually done competitive eating before.
I'm technically a retired pro eater.
Oh, right.
I did the Rock the Tot.
Oh, right, yeah, you tried to eat tater tots until you died.
Yeah, 1.25 pounds in 10 minutes.
Oh, my God.
There was a point I could have ate more. But A, I had to breathe, and B, after a while, I got sick of it.
Think about this. People who are on a diet get excited when they lose even just 1 pound.
Yeah.
You consumed that entire amount of weight in, what, a couple of minutes?
It didn't last long.
I'm sure it didn't. Not with that. Not with the mega colon.
No, that was the kryptonite to the mega colon.
This happened in Fairfield, Connecticut. A 20-year-old college student whose father was killed in the September 11th attacks has died after choking during a pancake eating contest.
Can I ask you this? Why did they need to mention about his dad?
To show just how much of a failure he was in comparison to the hero of his father?
Or, you know what? Maybe just try to get some clicks on that story. That's what I'm thinking that news did.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, it was a girl.
Oh, okay, girl. All right.
Pancake eating contest, though. Of all things.
Oh, pancakes. But the good thing is, that happened once.
Nope, a 42-year-old Denver man choked to death while taking part in an eating contest that involved donuts.
Well, no, but these couldn't have happened, like, right next to each other. These are probably years apart, right?
No, it all happened this week.
This past week.
Yep. You know what? That makes me really excited for the Krispy Kreme run that we keep talking about doing.
We could add to this list.
Yeah, there you go. If one of us dies during that, can you imagine how much attention is going to be on this podcast after that?
I know. So we're picking Mickey to do that, right? Like, eat too much.
Hey, by the way, though, and I'm adding this to the new segment, just in case you thought that people only die at things that are unhealthy for you, like eating contests, people die during marathons, too. The Scranton half marathon last week, a girl from our own area, right? It's because Scranton's in our backyard. It's like right up the road. road here, died during the marathon. Something tragic and terrible. She was only in her 30s.
So, I know.
Look at that. You could be super fit. You don't have to be a donut-eating contestant. You can be super fit and still die. So we can all die at any time.
It's really your body's chemistry. There's no blueprint to the plan. Now, I mean, don't get us wrong. Don't start smoking a carton and eating a pound of donuts every day.
Think of it this way. Anything could kill you at any time. You could die while this episode is playing in your ear. That's a great
Jesus!
That's a great way to go out.
A freak accident. It's the best mistake ever made.
See, it's segments like this that I don't want to do without Mickey. I wish she was here for this one because we could get verification on it.
You're right.
That's why
right.
we have her around, is to give the female side of things on this show.
That's really mean. We only have you on to speak women talk.
Well, I mean, admittedly, and she would even agree with me, though.
Yeah, you're right.
What else does she bring to the table? It better be coffee. The answer to that better be coffee once this stupid rotary thing's over and she's able to open her coffee shop.
Oh, there better be coffee and, I don't know, ramps.
Coffee, ramps, and baked goods on this table every single week.
Yeah.
When we do this podcast.
And not the day-old stuff. I want the fresh baked stuff.
Yeah, make it happen, Mickey, because I know you're listening.
Yeah. Maybe.
So this is, but this segment is two things from brobible.com. Your most trustworthy source for this type of thing.
No, to be fair, they're getting it from another source.
Right.
They're just posting
fair
it.
Enough. It's two things that apparently really get women feeling all hot and bothered about a guy.
Yeah, if you're out at a bar and you're dressing up and you're getting all ready and you're making yourself smell all nice and practicing your first line, guess what? You're doing it all wrong.
Yeah. Now, Lazy E, you and I don't exactly have the best track record with relationships historically.
Historically, we're in a good place now.
So maybe this is traveling back in time. You
okay.
know, when they invent time travel, we'll go back and tell ourselves these two things so we might have a modicum of success.
But we still have the face.
That's probably, yeah, our faces still look the same. But yeah, we'd at least have this going for us. Because
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, but looking at these two things, I've definitely done plenty of each of them, and it hasn't helped me at all.
Right?
is all I'm saying.
But
so,
maybe it's because you didn't imply it towards women.
Maybe. Okay. So anyway, this is this article on Bro Bible from the New York Post.
From these, it's a study done by scientists.
Two things that these studies claim turn women on. It's a compilation of scientific studies.
Give me number one.
Number one, frowning.
Frowning. So looking sad.
I'm sad all the time. So, you know, I mean, you'd think I'd be swimming in it then.
But maybe you're not frowning.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Yeah, I'm happy sad. I smile when I'm sad.
So, I mean, I always hear women saying they love people with a positive outlook and they love people being happy and everything. Why?
I don't know. As the study calls it, a furrowed eyebrow.
Furrowed.
Kind of like when you, it's sort of like the squint thing. Like, you know, like when you're sad, you go like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And how your eyebrows kind of press in together just above the bridge of your nose.
Mm.
A study published in Evolution and Human Behavior found men who displayed the dark triad features of narcissism, Machiavellianism, and psychopathy are more attractive to women. Oh, that's good.
So what they're saying?
Seems like a slight cause for concern, but it's all to do with the perception of social success. Of the three traits, narcissism is most clearly associated with social success and physical and psychological health benefits in men. How does that tie into frowning?
People who are narcissists don't smile? I'm not sure. What bothers me about this, okay?
Women are attractive to psychopaths.
That's more so what I'm bothered about. Not really the narcissist. I saw that. You know, girls go after the wrong guy all the time and go after the guy who brags and everything like that. But psychopathy?
Hey, interestingly enough, I'm just looking at this page here. You know, sometimes on the right side of the page, not to sidetrack, on the right side of the page, there's those other, it's like, oh, you might also be interested in any of these news stories. Evidence suggests Toby from the TV show The Office was the Scranton Strangler.
Oh, I saw that, yeah. Yeah. So continue on.
I'm more interested by that than by, you know, why women are attracted to psychopaths.
Psychopathy. Speaking of,
I mean, admittedly, Mickey is dating a guy who we've named murderer because of his asphyxiation with
Jeffrey Dahmer
and various other mass killers. So, I mean, hey, maybe that's true.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, give me the other one. Maybe that one makes more sense to me.
Sweat.
Okay, gross. Gross.
Did you sweat a lot?
No, I glisten.
Ah, okay, you do the fancy kind.
Yeah, I perspire.
Right, yeah. So sweat. While most men might be quick to jump into the shower to wash off that post-workout dank, it turns out it's actually quite a turn-on. A study published in the Journal of Neuroscience found women were sexually aroused, had faster heartbeats, and increased levels of the stress hormone cortisol when they smelled male sweat. Researchers found that the chemical androstenedione, a compound found in male sweat, and an additive in perfumes and colognes, changed mood, sexual arousal, psychological arousal, and brain activation in women. So there you go. There's something in sweat that activates a hormone thing that turns women on.
Yeah, because all those homeless people out there are just killing it with the ladies.
Not even that. Like, just the people who stink because they don't have any kind of good hygiene.
Yeah, so what are you telling me? Girls get frisky when they go into an Italian hoagie place? Because that's what it smells like. That's what sweat smells like.
You just attacked, in the last two sentences, the homeless and Italians.
No, I said Italian hoagie place.
Mm-hmm.
As in, the hoagies smell like sweat.
Because Italians are making them in the back and they're dripping their sweat all over
the
buns and things?
The onions. Mm. You, sir, are assuming.
Right.
And we all know what that does.
So there you go. Guys, if you're looking to, like, you know, make an impact with the female element, you know, hey, there you go. On your Tinder profile, right, just write down, I'm always sad and I sweat a lot, and you'll be rolling in it. Girls will be swiping right, left, and, they'll be swiping right, and right.
Or
not left and right, right, because that's the thing.
Or there's an easy way to get women: become a killer.
Look up A Freak Accident on Instagram.
You're so beautiful.
Get an exclusive peek inside the podcast with pictures and videos of our recording sessions and general tomfoolery. Not to mention, you can see for yourself that the face for radio thing is 100% true.
Do you have any idea how completely gross that is?
Follow us at A Freak Accident.
My friends say I should have my age. What's my age again? What's my age again?
Hey, Blink-182, never mind, that was an April Fool's joke.
What?
I thought it was fake news, never mind.
Wait, what was
I was
going
to say, Tom DeLonge is back in Blink-182, and I was like, no, wait, that was an April Fool's joke.
No,
that,
they also said the Foo Fighters were making an album with them, and it would be called Solar Highways.
Oh.
Yes. If I can get words out today.
Stupid fake news, stupid April Fool's Day.
But there's a reason why we played that song.
Yes, because it turns out you might have peaked already.
At certain things.
I know I did. I know what happened.
Well, I peaked at 5. It was all downhill from there.
This is from IFLScience.com. Aging can seem like a scary prospect, but a wealth of scientific studies have found that youth isn't all it's cracked up to be. There are plenty of cases in which human beings peak well into middle and old age. Oh, good. So there's still hope for us then.
Yeah, on certain things.
Well, this podcast is just over 1 year old, so...
The possibilities are endless.
That's right.
For
teenagers, for instance, may have vitality on their side, but older people are generally more psychologically stable. Oh. And so it goes with... I'm becoming less psychologically stable as the years go on, I've noticed, though. So
maybe it turns around at some point.
Exception rule. So it goes, several phenomena people experience as they age. There's a chart here that dictates at what ages we apparently peak for different things.
So this is interesting, because when you look at this, and we'll have this up at afreakaccident.com, the diagram itself.
Yes.
It really, you start looking at it, you're like, man, really? Already?
The age you peak at everything, according to science. Here it is. Okay, there's nothing, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. At age 7, you peak at learning a new language.
I've heard that one before. In fact, I think that's a little older than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
I guess that part of the brain like kind of closes off.
Well, it's, obviously, it's easiest to learn language when you're learning how to speak.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Because you learn whatever language you're around. Well, if you're around Swahili, you learn Swahili if you're a Swahili baby.
Well, that's why they, that's why it's so hard. Like, people have those word of the day. To get it into their vocabulary after that age is so hard.
Yeah.
Like, that's why you have to use it every single minute to get it stuck in there.
Yeah. Honestly, I think that's not necessary. It can be easy to learn a new language, honestly, but you got to throw yourself completely into it.
Nope.
Like, literally, if you want to learn German, go to Germany and just dive in and just go. And you'll learn eventually.
I'm good in my closed-off culture.
I know the most important question in Spanish, though. El baño, por favor.
Oh, where's the bathroom?
Yeah. That's the only question that matters in any language. You learn that one, you'll be just fine.
Exactly.
18 years old, brain processing power.
What?
That means your brain...
That was a joke.
Oh, okay. I get it. I see what you did there.
Yeah.
You had what, two brain surgeries by the time you were 18?
By the time I was 18, I had seven.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Seven? Yeah, I think it was seven. Most of them happened.
I was joking.
No, most of them happened in third grade.
Oh my God!
I've had 9 or 10 of them.
You are so broken.
Delete. Delete.
Yeah, yeah. I'm surprised that hasn't happened yet. Let's see. Remembering names. 22.
Who are you?
I've never been good at remembering names.
No, I'm good at remembering faces. I could always. I'll be like, I know you from somewhere, but I'll never get their names.
Here you go. If you're a female, you're the most attractive to men at 23.
I don't know about that one. I guess that's a case by case type thing, because, you know, how many times do you hear people say, I'm attracted to older women?
Oh, yeah.
That happens a lot.
The elusive cougar.
Yeah.
You can hunt in the mountains. 23 is also the peak age for life satisfaction. Well, that's just wonderful.
Oh, well,
no wonder everything seems like it sucks. Literally, 23 was when everything started to go downhill
for
me.
Do you know why? At 23, you've been in bars for a while, so you can hang out for a long time. You have more of a tolerance. You still don't have to worry about, like, big-time bills and stuff for most people. You're probably in an apartment with your buddies. Yeah, of course everything's great then. Then you dive into life.
Peak muscle strength, 25.
Yep, that's when I was in shape.
Ah. I'm probably in the best shape now that I've ever, well, not ever,
I think,
but best shape in years.
What they're saying is it's the easiest to get that physique and everything up to 25, and then afterwards it's harder.
Again, exception rule. I am a titan at 28.
But look at how much work you had to put into it
and
how fast you went downhill when you didn't.
Yeah, true.
Just saying.
It's very easy for me to lose ground in this fight. Finding a partner for marriage, you peak at 26.
I guess you peak at that time.
Peak ability to run a marathon, 28.
28? All right, that makes a lot of sense because really you spent all those years building up to it. That is probably your time.
I'm 28 now, and I'm thinking about running one of those Spartan races. One of those things.
Those look fun.
Yeah.
Those look like a lot of fun.
They also look painful. And I kind of have that thing where, you know, I enjoy inflicting pain on myself.
Pain is life. Life is pain.
Right. Exactly. Bone mass. Highest at 30.
That's weird.
You're best at playing chess at 31 and remembering faces at 32.
Oh, man. I'm past all of these.
Highest salary as a woman. 39.
Haha. I can still do it. Sweet.
Best chance to make a Nobel Prize winning discovery. 40.
Never.
Yeah.
Never.
Yet never for about 99% of all human beings who've ever lived.
And us.
Yeah, definitely us. Peak salary for men, 48. Ha. Got women beat again.
Yeah, that's right. We get a third more time.
Most arithmetic skills peak at 50. Understanding emotions peaks at 51. So after that point, you just stop caring, I guess.
Well, that's what it is. Look at old people. They just go, eh.
Life satisfaction, again, at 69. It could just be because that whole year is like, yeah, I'm 69.
Yeah.
Then jokes.
And it's over. Then you're just old.
Vocabulary at 71. Happiness with your body at 74. What, after everything's dropped off or is sagging through the floor?
Well, because after 74...
You don't have to care anymore. Just eat burgers or whatever you want.
The reason... Wait, what was that again? What was the...
Peak happiness with your body, 74.
Okay, yeah, because you're peaking there. Because after that, it's just waiting for death.
Yeah.
Average age is 75.
Jeez, assuming I make it out of my 60s.
Okay. I'm assuming I'm making it out of my 30s at this point.
Psychological well-being, 82.
Yeah, because then you're senile.
Yeah, because so many people make it into their 80s, right?
Yeah, no, a decent amount make it into their 80s.
Well, I think if there's one thing we've learned, we've peaked.
Yeah, we're done.
It's over. And listener, you too, commiserate with us.
Yeah, please.
Abraham Lincoln once said, "Whatever you are, be a good one." Maybe we should rethink this show. You're listening to A Freak Accident. I'm ready to go.
WrestleMania 33.
Yeah.
The ultimate thrill ride.
They went with a really jumpy, happy song. You know, I feel like I'm back in the club in my high school days, you know, fist pumping. In an over 18 club when I wasn't over 18, but I snuck in anyway because that's what the cool kids did.
Little Banana Joe's act.
Yeah. So, I mean, WrestleMania 33 was this past weekend.
Oh, my God. Was it a show?
Dude, if I'm going just by the reaction that there was on social media alone, it was one of the best WrestleManias in recent memory.
And not only that, the Raw and SmackDown that followed, whew, it just... You're overloaded by the end.
Now, this is the thing it didn't even click with me until it actually was like Day of Mania. I was like, oh my God, this is the first Mania since the re-split of the brands.
Yeah.
So we've got a lot to cover with regard to this WrestleMania.
Yes.
A lot went down. Very important things happened. Raw and SmackDown, there was some juiciness happening throughout the week with that as well. So, of course, we had to go with our resident correspondent in the field from WrestlingHeadlines.com/LordsOfPain.net. He is... The one, the only.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case
of suffering succotash, son.
It is the doc, Chad Matthews, back on A Freak Accident after, everything that we've gone through the last couple months.
We're
happy. We're happy to know that he is still the rock of this show. Doc, welcome back, buddy.
Thank you for having me back. I always enjoy being here.
Let's talk Mania, man. I mean, it was. If I'm going by, I mentioned social media. You know, if I go by your reaction on social media, following your stuff on Facebook and Twitter, like I tend to, I mean, you absolutely loved this show.
Yeah, I thought it was really well done. I think after last year, especially, kind of lowered the bar this year. I thought was a maybe not a home run, but it was definitely a triple. It was a very good show.
I'd be willing to say it was just below WrestleMania 30, minus the whole Daniel Bryan thing, you know, and all that. But it was not a bad show at all.
Yeah, you know, if the goal for WrestleMania right now is to have a really nice mix of really good matches for fans that follow the product regularly, and then a lot of big moments for people that don't necessarily come for much more than just WrestleMania every year, then I think this was a good blueprint for them to follow in the future, because there were a lot of really good to great matches, and there were a lot of big moments. John Cena proposing to Nikki Bella in the middle of a wrestling ring got my wife thud, thud, thudding down the steps. You had The Undertaker's retirement, people that followed his career for 30 years. I mean, there's a lot to digest there. A lot of good moments, a lot of really good to great matches, struck the right balance. So I can certainly see why someone would say that it's right up there amongst the best WrestleManias.
Well, let's just talk about what really shocked us right at the beginning, which I think gave to the now fans and the people that are casual watchers.
So you're saying it applied to then, now, and forever?
Yeah, just like their tagline.
Okay.
Right. It was the ladder match for the Raw titles. You had all the entrances happen. You're like, okay, here we go. And then New Day comes out, hosts of WrestleMania 33, the ultimate thrill ride. And they added to it by saying, you know, we're making this a fatal four-way. And who are we going to add to the match? Yes, thank you. So all of a sudden, I think, Doc, I'm not alone in thinking we thought that the New Day was going to be that team.
Well, they did a good job of selling it like they were going to be. They
taking
came out in
the
wrestling gear, you know, ready to go. And when that music hit, and it wasn't the New Day.
Oh, yeah. We had the Hardy Boys.
Now, like, that place...
I definitely came out of my seat.
That place...
That was one of the best moments.
That place melted down. Like, the whole place exploded when they came out.
I think it speaks to how big a legend the Hardy Boys are. I mean, these are guys that, they were legends in one of the most famous, if not the most famous, periods in wrestling history, and they've continued to make a name for themselves in ways that diehard fans that pay attention to all sorts of different wrestling products would appreciate. So these are guys that were hot free agents that a lot of people wanted to see back on that big stage, and when that music hit, they set it up well for it to be a swerve and a surprise. And bam, when that music hit, I don't know about you guys, but I certainly got up out of my chair. That was great. That was a great moment, one of the signature moments this year, no question.
And not only that, giving them the titles and kind of building back Raw being a, yeah, I got to tune into Raw.
Yeah, tag team wrestling especially had been floundering on Raw for quite a while, in WWE in general. And to have them back immediately makes a splash. Already, Raw was had a greater focus on tag team wrestling the following night on Raw. So, a win all the way around. Now we just got to see what they want to do with it. Because if they maintain that same, you know, not to be a Debbie Downer, but if they maintain that same kind of attitude they've had toward tag team wrestling the last, you know, several months, then it's not going to be. The question is going to be, are they going to be able to come in and do more than the Dudley Boys did? Yeah. In late 2015 through early part of last year.
Good point.
I think the answer is yes, if what we saw thus far is any indication, and it's the Hardy Boys after all. Not going to find a much bigger tag team act in history than the Hardy Boys, so all the way around. Now the real question in a lot of people's minds is whether or not they're going to let Matt run with the broken Matt character. But that's a story for another day.
I was going to say, I hope that, you know, in the future, when people go to the WWE Network to look back on this moment, that they don't find that it's been deleted.
Delete! I hate you, Crisco.
I hate myself for that joke, but I mean, I'm excited to see them back either way.
One of the matches,
absolutely,
I think, shocked us all, including Corey Graves. That AJ Styles and Shane McMahon match was much better than it ever deserved to be.
Going in, I saw that segment that Corey Graves had on Bring It to the Table where he basically said, I have no, that match does nothing for me. I think a lot of people felt that way. I went into it a little bit more thinking along the lines of, it's AJ Styles, so there's no way this match ends up being anything more than very watchable. But even my very positive outlook on it going into the show, never in a million years would I would have thought that he could have had that kind of match Shane McMahon.
I think what shocked people was he didn't do his normal hardcore stuff. He wrestled.
He did. And there were times in the past where Shane McMahon could do something like that, but certainly nothing that we saw since he came back last year gave any indication that he had that kind of match left in the tank. You know, kudos to AJ Styles. Absolutely, that was an AJ Styles match. Kudos to Shane McMahon for upping his game and doing some things that were very smooth but intricate. Some of the sequences that they pulled off in that match, are the degree of difficulty was high. Some of the counters that they pulled off, him busting out the shooting star press was impressive.
Unbelievable, and much like Brock Lesnar, missed it.
That's a tough move. I wouldn't be able to do a backflip from halfway across the ring and land with any semblance of accuracy. I can't even do a backflip. So
no, I'd break my neck. Like,
right.
I'd probably fall off the rope,
right,
to be fair.
Yeah.
Mania, great stuff throughout the show.
We
can name a bunch of stuff, but I know, Crisco, we both were heartbroken.
Well, yeah. I mean, are we sure, Doug? Are we 100% sure? I mean, it certainly seems that way by all accounts. It seems like it's over. But are we sure that The Undertaker is done? Like, it seemed like a good way for him to end his career. But are we sure 100% that he's finished, that this is it, it's over? Because we've had hints of it before in the past. I mean, are we sure that it's it now?
I think we are. I think we're pretty darn sure at this point that the final bell tolled on his career. I think from what I've heard, last year was supposed to be it. They were supposed to do the John Cena match last year, but it didn't work out because of Cena's injury. And for all intents, there was a possibility that the Shane McMahon match was going to be his last. But at the end of the day, from what I hear, Taker basically just thought, you know, I'm not going to go out with my last match being against Shane McMahon.
Nah.
And, you know, going to come back, going to do one more, going to put someone over. I think he's old school enough. He wanted to go out looking up at the lights, which I, you know, you respect as a longtime wrestling fan, because that's the old school way to do it, is to go out losing to somebody. Austin did it. Flair did it. Shawn Michaels did it. Those are the more recent examples of high-profile situations at WrestleMania. So I think this is definitively it, and I'm with you guys. It was a sad thing. The match told kind of a sad, somber story, and then the aftermath. I don't know that I expected them to outright come out and be so blatant about it. That's okay. This is it. And when they did, it felt... I'm glad that they did the post-match with him.
Absolutely.
Holding up his stuff, because it gave you an opportunity to say farewell.
And it made you... It hit the feels. You know, no matter what kind of manly man you are, I saw something on social media, a meme that perfectly described it. It showed a son and his father saying, "Welcome to The Undertaker," when he first came in. And then it shows that same son, older, and that father, an old man, and says, "Goodbye."
Yeah. I mean, you're talking about, that's what I mean. That's the thing that
1990.
Hurts the most. It's such a storied career. Arguably the greatest run of any wrestler ever. I mean, and it's over now. And now it's like, can we ever capture that magic again in another wrestler? I mean, I'd like to think so, but nobody's ever going to be The Undertaker.
To paraphrase what JBL said, he said the perfect line, Darn, he goes, "People remember watching Babe Ruth walk into Yankee Stadium." He goes, "This is it for us."
Yeah.
And that is the Babe Ruth of WWE. It was chilling.
Yep.
Really was. But WrestleMania it doesn't stop at WrestleMania. We had the Raw afterwards. And just to do some quick recaps, we were talking about the tag division. Doc, you had to be happy to see the revival come out. And, man, did they live up to the hype.
Yes, they did. I am very excited to see them on the main roster, very curious to see what they're going to be able to do. This first program with New Day, if the shakeup next week doesn't change plans and ends up having someone get moved to a different roster, then I'm looking forward to seeing what they can do with a high-profile team. And in the tag team division, with all due respect to the Hardys, I mean, the New Day are right on up there themselves in terms of their profile. So
yeah,
good first opportunity for the revival. Anxious to see if they can translate, if WWE proper will allow them to translate what they did in NXT to Raw.
Then we move into...
Of course, the big thing. Are we talking about SmackDown? Is that what we're going to?
Let's talk about SmackDown. We first had the Perfect 10, Ty Dillinger. Oh, my God. Doc, have you ever seen a guy with such a cult following like him?
Oh, man. Ever? Maybe. But, I mean,
recently.
This certainly is a guy who, you know, I mean, good Lord. I mean, I don't know what to say about Ty Dillinger. I mean, his imprint has been all over the product for the last 5 months. When anyone got out of the ring, you had Ty Dillinger's presence with the crowd chanting 10, no matter if it was a 1
can't
through
deny
a 9
it.
Count. So he's been around. So I had someone ask me on social media, actually might have been one of you guys, if we were going to hear a quietening of the 10 chants. And I suggested it was probably going to get louder.
Oh, it's going to get a lot louder, but not as loud as one of the greatest, I'd say top 5, if not number 1, debut in WWE history.
You haven't stopped talking about this since it happened yesterday.
Because the reaction I had is something that I haven't had in a while.
Yep.
The Miz is out making fun of John Cena, and then all of a sudden the violinist comes out, and we hear the most amazing theme music in a long time in the WWE.
Shinsuke Nakamura!
Shinsuke Nakamura coming out. Doc, goosebumps, right?
Absolutely. This has got to be one of the most anticipated debuts in a long time. I know AJ Styles just came in last year, but, I mean, we didn't really necessarily know it. So we've been anticipating Nakamura getting on the main roster for right around a year now. It's like, okay, when's this guy getting called up? Because he's ready to go. That whole package is ready to go. So to have him there, to hear that music, now it's just, all right, what's he going to do now? When's he going to face AJ? When's he going to do this? When's he going to do that? I'm pumped. I'm excited. I'm right there with you. I'm right there on the hype train with you.
What made the appearance the best, I think what just it captured the aura. After the music, he sits there silently. The announcers praise him. The crowd is chanting. His music just comes back on again. and that was it. We only got a taste, and not many times do they not just throw it all at us. They're slow burning him coming in. That's just genius.
I hate it. I hate
it. Can't wait to see what's next.
They're spoon feeding me at an all-you-can-eat buffet, and I'm not happy about it. Okay, I don't appreciate it one bit, but I am excited about it. I mean, it's an exciting time now, Doc. I'm gonna do something a little different this time. I want you to, if there's anything here that we didn't cover, is there anything else that you wanted to really make sure that people that you wanted to talk about, that you wanted to point out about WrestleMania or about the Raw and SmackDown after? Let us know. Like, was there anything else that's really been on your mind?
Well, absolutely. I think we can't get through a discussion about WrestleMania and its aftermath without talking about the opening segment on Monday Night Raw, where Roman Reigns just stood there in the middle of the ring getting booed for 10 minutes. I mean, that was
good call.
One of the most fascinating things that I've seen in a wrestling ring in a long time. Say what you will about Roman Reigns, say what you will about his character, but it seems like the one thing that Roman Reigns came away from with this program with The Undertaker and beating The Undertaker to retire him is WWE has liked to talk about how controversial Roman Reigns was over the past couple of years. And a fan like myself who follows the product very regularly and studies it, I've not really felt like Roman Reigns is really all that controversial. He was controversial to a degree, but a lot of what they were saying about him was hyperbole. It's not hyperbole anymore. This guy is definitely one of the most controversial figures that we're going to see in a long time. It's on that, or it's approaching that level that Cena was at when he was fresh off WrestleMania 22. I was actually in the Allstate Arena in Chicago for WrestleMania 22, heard the heat, watched all the shows afterwards when it first got to that point where everyone was really down on the John Cena character. Cena created a mold. Roman Reigns is now following in those footsteps. What comes next, how Roman Reigns modifies his game, is going to be one of the most fascinating stories in wrestling over the next few months.
No,
Will they do something different? I don't know. It looks like they're going to. It actually looks like this time around they're going to let Roman Reigns kind of feed into it a little bit more than John Cena ever did. So I'm very interested in seeing what happens from here on with Roman Reigns.
You're missing the ultimate thing. He did something, Crisco, that was one of the smartest thing he's ever done since he's been pushed like this over and over again. He's getting booed. He takes
didn't
in
say
the booze.
Anything.
No, he did. He goes. He just goes, "This is my yard now," and drops the mic. That's what he should do.
Yeah, he should have been doing that years ago. I love it. I love it.
Perfect.
Yep, absolutely. Well, Doc, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to talk to a freak accident. Of course, you've got a lot going on. You've got your own podcast. You've got books that are out there for people to buy and read. You've got articles that you write. So why don't you tell everybody listening right now where they can find all of your stuff?
Well, my podcast is called The Doc Says. It's on the Lords of Pain radio station on Blog Talk Radio. Just go to blogtalkradio.com/Lords of Pain or just search on iTunes for The Doc Says and you'll find me. Also have a plethora of books for you to check out. But the main one I would encourage you to read is The WrestleMania Era, the Book of Sports Entertainment. Ranks the top 90 wrestlers of the WrestleMania era. And you can find my columns on lordsofpain.net/wrestlingheadlines.com.
And you can also follow the Doc on social media. He's on Facebook as Chad Matthews. And he's on Twitter, correct me if I'm wrong, @TheDocLOP, am I right?
That is correct.
Yes. All right. Boom. Follow him. He's the best guy to talk to about all things wrestling. The Doc, Chad Matthews, our favorite dude in the world. Thanks for being on A Freak Accident today, brother. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you again, Doc, for being here. And again, Doc said all those different ways you can keep track of him. So.
And make sure, again, to follow him on Twitter because he's great to talk to.
He's one of the greatest dudes ever. That's why I love having
Absolutely.
Him on the show. And now that we've established some semblance of stability on this show. We will hopefully be able to have him on more regularly.
Yeah.
You know, not miss big events like the Royal Rumble, for instance.
I know.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you can believe it, it's over already.
I know. It's quite incredible.
That's what happens when two lovers share the microphone.
Yeah.
And we don't have that, you know, that other one here bringing everything down.
Bag of potatoes, we call
bag
Mickey.
Bag of potatoes. Why a bag of potatoes?
Close enough.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, thank you for listening to this episode. We will be back again next week with something brand new for
including
you.
Including Mickey, too.
Mickey will be back next week. We will also be bringing back Finish the Lyrics.
Oh, I can't wait.
Another round of that exciting new game show.
What are the songs? Now, this is where they have to finish the... We have to finish the lyric to a song, and what is
the theme?
The theme, yes.
80s music.
Oh, yes!
That's your era.
I cannot wait.
I was a 90s child, so it's going to be interesting for me. And we're also going to bring back music you can use as well. Some new songs and albums to review.
Awesome.
That'll be next week. Thank you again for listening to this one. Now, don't forget to head to our website at freakaccident.com. You can click connect on the menu bar and find us all over social media to make sure you stay in touch with us. You can click podcast, listen to every episode we've ever done. You can subscribe on iTunes. Very important that you subscribe. It'll get automatically delivered to you each week.
And then don't forget, please do not forget, we are forever gracious if you leave us a review. That would be fantastic. We'd love you for it.
Leave us a good review. That will help our standing on the charts. The higher we go, the more we will be able to do.
And for you.
For you, yeah, because you're going to be the recipient of all the cool crap we can pull off if we become a bunch of superstars here on this show. And don't forget, we're also on Google Play Music, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spreaker, anywhere podcasts are downloaded, all over the place. And email us freaks@freakaccident.com. Email us about anything. Include your address. We won't send you my junk mail, I promise.
Yeah.
They have no idea. Yeah. We will send you stickers, though. Free stickers for you to, tarnish public property with. So send us an email, freaks@freakaccident.com. Afreakaccident.com is the website, and we'll be back next week with more excitement and fun pumped directly into your frontal lobe. For A Freak Accident, my name is Crisco.
I'm Lazy E, and we're reminding you
that some things in life are a given
until there's a freak accident.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over.
No! Son of a bitch!
But if you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.